Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And certainly one issue that hits all of us especially hard is how we get around transportation. It's probably the number one concern of people who are listening to the radio because you're likely in your car heading to your destination, maybe doing some errands, maybe heading to work or school, or perhaps you're listening in your office having already braved the traffic jams to get there. Well, because of that, every month we bring along the folks from the Colorado Department of Transportation to talk about some of their projects and improvements that are going on, as well as special initiatives to bring about more safety on the roads. And so joining us today, I'm so pleased to have Michelle Pulin, Communications Manager for Region 2 for CDOT. Michelle, thank you for joining us.
Of course. As always, thanks for the opportunity. It's great to be here this morning.
And we are pleased to have also a special guest, CDOT Safety Communications Manager, Sam Cole, who's going to be part of the conversation. Sam, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. Let's start first with you, Sam. Some of the topics that we're going to be covering today involve safety improvements and also communicating about safe driving habits. So why don't you explain to us what your role is at CDOT and how that can influence driver behavior?
Yeah, well, my role is a little bit different than most other folks at CDOT. I really focus on the driver and their behavior that puts themselves and everybody else in danger, such as distracted driving, drunk driving, speeding. You know, about 90% of our traffic fatalities on the road are a result of somebody's bad choice or their bad behavior. So even though Michelle will talk a lot about, you know, improving our roadways, when it comes right down to it, safety is all about people's behaviors.
And changing behaviors or not allowing bad behaviors to proliferate is really difficult.
Oh, for sure. I mean, people are set in their ways. You know, sometimes they just don't buckle up or they don't, or they drive impaired. You know, they've been driving impaired their whole life and they've never gotten a ticket. Well, or they've never been arrested. That will catch up with them at some point. So it is really hard, and that's kind of my goal. I do traffic safety awareness and education. I put out a lot of paid advertising on the radio, on television, on social media to try to get people to think twice about behaviors that is putting themselves and others at risk.
And the cell phone, the development of it, and how much we're integrated with it now, it's just such an important part of pretty much everyone's lives. I mean, there are a few people who are holdouts to the whole cell phone revolution, but they're kind of few and far between. I mean, that has probably made your job even that more difficult.
Right. Well, you know, next to impaired driving, distracted driving and involving cell phones is one of the highest cause of traffic deaths on our roadways. You know, about 33% of the deaths on our roadways involve an impaired driver, but we see about 20% of the crashes on our roadways involve a distracted driver. And somebody who's either on their phone or they're turning their head to talk to somebody in the vehicle, people putting on makeup, all sorts of things where they take their eyes off the road or their hands off the wheel or just kind of their mind off the focus, which is driving. And that there's nothing more dangerous than that. We saw close to 40 traffic fatalities last year that involved somebody who was distracted. And it is, I'm glad you brought it up, it's Distracted Driving Awareness Month. It's April. And so we are trying to call attention to this. We're trying to call attention actually to specific stories involving people that have either been killed or injured. We have one story of a couple motorcyclists who were killed when they were hit by a distracted driver. We have another guy from Boulder who lost both of his legs when he was hit as a pedestrian by a distracted driver. So, you know, we're all busy, but multitasking is not something you should be doing while you're driving.
Right. Are there any tools, technological tools, that can help people, you know, keep the phone down? I'm guessing not hooking up your phone to your car would be maybe number one.
Yeah, just removing the distractions. You know, plan ahead before you get in that vehicle, make that phone call, send that text. If you're somebody that is really just kind of addicted and you just can't put down your phone, turn on the do not disturb while driving mode. All phones have it, or I think most phones have it. Turn on that mode, go to your settings, and that way somebody who's trying to get in touch with you will just get a text or a message saying that you will call them when you get to your destination. That's really helpful. Or just, you know, throw it in the backseat, throw it in the glove compartment, get that temptation away. If you remove the temptation, it's safer for everybody.
Right. And there are some systems that integrate phones in a less intrusive way. I just bought an Apple CarPlay for our car to hopefully do that so that it's, you know, so that we can control things, you know, by talking to Siri rather than having to actually touch anything. Do you advocate those?
Yeah, I mean, that helps keep your hands on the wheel and off the phone, which is helpful. So really take advantage of those integration capabilities of your vehicle.
Mm. What are the messages that you found? And I'm guessing it's not just you, because this is a battle that's going on in every state of the country, probably every nation that has a lot of motorists. I mean, some countries don't rely as much on car driving as much as we do here in the States. But what would you say are the messages that are the most resonating with people to get them to change behavior?
Yeah. Well, it's enforcement. The threat of getting a ticket, the threat of getting arrested, that is what people will change behavior best. So that's why right now we're in a DUI enforcement period, a heightened DUI enforcement period. It's called spring events. We know that, you know, people are hitting the road more, they're getting out more because it is spring and COVID restrictions are easing up. So we know more folks are getting out. And but, you know, that is really the thing that will drive behavior the most, the threat of arrest. You know, close to 100 law enforcement agencies are participating in this enforcement period. But we also try to convey those personal stories, as I mentioned about the guy that lost his legs. You know, if you choose to drive drunk or you choose to drive distracted, it can have devastating consequences for other people on the road. And you don't want to live with that. And also devastating consequences for you and your family. If you choose not to buckle up, you know, chances are you're not going to die. But you could be injured with a debilitating injury for the rest of your life, which would be a huge financial drain, not only to your family, but really to the community, and a huge tragic loss, too. So people just need to think ahead, do everything that's right to keep yourself safe. And, you know, if you don't do that, you end up with a ticket or being arrested.
Right. Right. And sometimes it's that message of being pulled over that it takes. Sometimes though, those, changeable message signs that you guys have up on the highways, they can be, very unique reminders as well. Some of them are quite witty.
Yeah, well, I do try to get those messages up to get people's attention, maybe be a little humorous so that they go home at night and talk about the message that they saw. We just want people to have conversations about traffic safety. Close to 600 people are killed every year on our roadways. It's probably the most dangerous thing many of us will do in a single day. We want people to talk more about this. We want people to adopt these safe behaviors. Plan ahead. If you plan to go out and have a few beers, plan ahead for that drive home. Do something with that phone when you get into your vehicle. Make, you know, speed is a huge contributor to traffic fatalities, probably the top contributor to traffic fatalities on our roadways. So obey the speed limits. It's such a simple thing to do.
Right. And definitely don't think that you're invulnerable when you are, you know, encased in metal, because, you know, all it takes is one bad accident and that metal could be grinding into your flesh, bones, and organs. Not to get too gruesome about
right,
it,
but...
But that is the message.
No. I think it's important to tell people the realities of these crashes because, you know, our first responders see this stuff every single day. And it is gruesome. And it is life-changing for people. And people need to understand that. So I wouldn't I don't think that's a problem to bring up the sad reality of a lot of these crashes on our roadways.
We're going to be continuing the conversation with Sam Cole and Michelle Pulin of Colorado Department of Transportation, CDOT, when the extra continues. When we come back, the campaigns that they have going on, not just against distracted driving, but also driving while high. Keep it right here on the extra. Welcome back to The Extra. We are the show that connects you with the topics, issues, and people that are important to you. And CDOT is the organization that's been kind enough to have two of their folks join us today. We're talking with Michelle Pulin, Communications Manager of Region 2. We'll get to Michelle in just a bit, but we're still continuing the conversation with Sam Cole, who's the Safety Communications Manager. And Sam, am I right to infer from what you said earlier that you are the brains behind those witticisms that show up on those big signs along the highway?
Yes, I am. So some of those messages up on the digital message boards, I try to be a little humorous. I try to be, just try to instigate those conversations to get people talking about traffic safety. Yes.
Yeah. Well, one of the topics that I know you've taken on in those signs and also elsewhere has been driving while high. Why do you think drivers, some, not all, some drivers, think that that's okay?
Well, it's a challenge. You know, people have probably been driving high in Colorado since the age of the stagecoach, but we've only been able to really educate people about the dangers of driving high for the last few years since legalization. And, you know, we need to play catch up. You know, we've been educating people about the dangers of driving drunk for decades, and we've made a lot of progress, but we've got a long way to go when it comes to driving high, because people just don't understand the dangers. They don't understand that they can get a DUI for driving high, and it is different than alcohol. I think alcohol is more of a physical impairment, whereas marijuana is more of a mental cognitive impairment.
Right. And
that makes sense.
You know, there are people you might think, well, I'm not the one smoking it. It's in my car. Someone else is smoking it. I have the windows rolled up. I'm fine as a driver. You might think that, but that is erroneous, because you're inhaling the smoke just like you're inhaling the air.
Exactly. You know, it's the same thing with alcohol, you know, and our new campaign for alcohol, it's called "It's Not Complicated, Just Don't Do It." And it's the same thing with marijuana. If you marijuana or alcohol have no business being mixed with driving, whether it's passengers, drivers, just it's not complicated. Just don't do it, and wait till you get to your destination. Plan for a safe, sober ride home. So the messages are all the same, but we're having to play catch up around marijuana. The same stigma isn't there. You know, people think that it's, oh, I'm just a little bit high, I'm fine, I'm more relaxed, I'll probably drive slower. Well, you talk to law enforcement who pull over somebody who is on drugs or high on marijuana, that person is driving recklessly. They're speeding and they're putting other people in danger. I don't want to overstate the case, because most of our impaired traffic fatalities on our roadways do involve alcohol. It's about 30%. But marijuana is playing an increasing role in those traffic deaths.
And do people who are pulled over for driving high, they face the same punishments potentially as people who are convicted of DUI, correct?
Yeah, it is the same thing. It's a DUI. You know, if you're impaired by drugs, alcohol, prescription pain pills, if you are driving recklessly going down the road, you're swerving, you're driving fast, you're blowing through stop signs because you're impaired, you'll get a DUI. It's not a drug DUI. It's not an alcohol DUI. It's a DUI.
Okay. And it stays on your record, and it counts against your points and all that. And it's something to contend with.
Oh, my God. No, the consequences are severe. I mean, I've known people that have gone through getting a DUI. Maybe some of your listeners have. It's a two-year process. You lose your license for a period of time. You got to go into treatment. You may end up in jail for at least a few days, if not longer. You've got to have one of those interlocks on your vehicle to breathe into a tube in order to start it. I mean, and there's financial consequences, upwards of $13,000. So just don't just don't risk it.
Right, right. And all of that, not to mention the social costs. I mean, you may lose friends, you may lose a job, you know, family members may say, had enough, things like that. As we continue the conversation with Sam Cole, we have a minute to go in this segment, Sam, or so. Tell us about the distracted driving campaign. Is that a separate one than the marijuana impairment campaign, or are they kind of tied together?
No, yeah, they are separate. We try to keep these campaigns separate because we know these behaviors are separate. And we've created this, it's called a distracted driving victim display. And it looks like an arcade game. And we're putting it in shopping malls. We're putting it in schools. You walk up to it. It's got a little steering wheel and the controls there. But when you walk up, instead of playing a game, you see the videos of three people who have been severely impacted by a distracted driver. One guy lost his legs, another woman had two friends that were killed on a motorcycle. You know, these really devastating consequences. You think you just look down at your phone for a few seconds? Well, that at 60 miles per hour, that could be the length of a football field. And a lot can happen in the amount of time. And I don't know if you've ever been in a crash, but they happen in an instant. That's
right.
Why you need every single second possible in order to respond to that crash. So that's why, you know, it's simple. Just keep your hands on the wheel and the eyes on the road, and we'll all get home safe.
Right. The main accident that I've been in that I think about was when I looked down in Stop and Go traffic. The other traffic went. The person in front of me was stopped, and I was in a major accident. But it was all, you know, because I had taken my eyes briefly off the road, just looking down. But I do remember covering another accident. It was probably one of the worst accidents I've ever covered in my life, in which two teenagers, unfortunately, sadly, lost their lives. But the final result of the investigation was that Highway Patrol determined they thought that one of the girls had reached over to grab, because it was back in the era of CDs or cassettes, and had reached over into the glove compartment to get some more music, and unfortunately lost their lives. So it does happen in a second, and it doesn't take much. We're continuing the conversation here with the folks from CDOT. We're talking about highway safety. A little later on, we'll talk about some of the projects to improve safety as well as improve our roadways. That's coming up as The Extra continues. And we're back for our second half of The Extra today, and we're talking about some of the enforcement and campaigns that are going on to improve the safety of our Colorado highways. We're joined by Sam Cole, CDOT's Safety Communications Manager, as well as Michelle Pulin, Communications Manager for our region. Sam, when we went to break, we were talking about some of the campaigns that you have going on. There's an important safety update as well when it comes to motorcycle use. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've been talking about drivers and inside of a vehicle. I'd like to talk just briefly about those people outside of our vehicle, motorcyclists, pedestrians, bicyclists, because those are the group of people who in which traffic fatalities are rising the fastest. And it's no coincidence that they are the most vulnerable on our roadways. We've got a 2-ton machine around us. And they don't. For example, motorcyclists, they're only 3% of the registered vehicles in the state, but they comprise 20% of the traffic fatalities that we see on our roads. So that's why, you know, we all need to give them extra space. We need to be careful driving around motorcyclists. Don't follow them too closely. Always check our blind spots twice. And the same thing with pedestrians. You see a pedestrian wanting to cross the street, just slow down, use extra caution, stop, let them cross. You know, always use extra caution. You know, they've got nothing to protect themselves.
Right, right. And it is still within the law for them to drive without helmets, correct?
Correct. Colorado does not have a helmet law.
And so that's even one more reason why motorists in cars need to, you know, take special precautions and make sure they're doing all they can to watch out for motorcyclists who may be more unprotected in that area. So when it comes to those numbers, is there anything else that is being done to reduce fatality numbers, not just motorcyclists, but really here regionally? Because I know El Paso County has been leading the state when it comes to vehicle and traffic-related deaths.
In the last few years, we've seen a big increase in the number of fatalities in El Paso County, and that's why we are doing extra outreach to the population down there to get them to adopt these safe driving behaviors. Obey the speed limit, buckle up, don't drive distracted, plan ahead if you plan on using alcohol. All these things will keep you safe and will prevent you from getting a ticket, and which, you know, we have the, for example, we in May is the clicket or ticket enforcement period starting May 24th. That's going to be several weeks long. And last year across the state, there were upwards of 4,000 people who were ticketed for not buckling up. It's such a simple thing to do. And it may save your life. And if it doesn't save your life, it's going to save you from a really incapacitating injury that could financially devastate your family and could incapacitate you for the rest of your life. So it's just not worth the couple seconds it takes to buckle up.
Right. It's a minor inconvenience, but it could lead to major devastation down the line if something were to happen. In getting out all these safety messages, is it changing behavior when it comes to getting people to slow down on the roads, or is it also not bunching up? That's what I always find to be the most nerve-wracking, is when I'm in a bunch of drivers and someone is right on my tail, and I worry that if something happens that causes me to brake, that I'm going to be hit from behind.
Yeah, I mean, I get you on that. I mean, I think it's so important we don't lose our cool on the roads. And if you see somebody on the road that's presenting the danger to you, they're on your tail, or they're swerving, or they're a motorcyclist that might be riding really fast, just stay away from them. Just back off. Put space between yourself and that person. Even if it means that you've got to get into the slow lane, or you have to do something that's going to let them get ahead of you, the whole goal is to get home safely, right? It's not to win the race. So just keep that in mind. I think that's really important. And when it comes to, are these traffic safety campaigns successful? All you need to look at are two campaigns. The alcohol campaign, we've seen the number of alcohol fatalities in Colorado reduced in half over the last couple decades because we've been doing so much outreach about the dangers of driving drunk. And we've also seen, we've done a lot of outreach about the importance of buckling up. And we've seen the seatbelt use rate in the state increase from about 65-70% to close to 90% of people now buckle up in the state. It's virtually everybody buckles up. And we think it takes a long time to raise that awareness, get through to people, but we're heading in the right direction.
Right, right. It's good to know that those campaigns are effective and that there's something you can measure that effectiveness by. I know in reporting the morning's news, sadly, I do always check when we do have a fatality as to whether or not they mention in the report seatbelt use. We try to mention that in the report because it does, you know, anecdotally, it does seem like more often than not, when we're talking about a fatality in an auto accident, like it feels like the majority of time, if not almost all the time, we're talking about someone who is not buckled up.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And if we're talking about the death of a motorcyclist, it may be because he or she wasn't wearing a helmet. Or the death of driver, it's usually because they weren't buckled up. You're absolutely right.
Okay. Some important safety messages there. And Sam Cole, as we look forward to the summer, can you give us a preview of any big, witty sayings that we're going to be seeing on those message boards?
Oh, yes. I'm still working on what messages I want to come up with. One of my favorites is Camp in the Mountains. not in the left lane.
Getting people to be in the slower lane. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But more seriously, you know, we call it the 100 deadly days of summer between Labor Day and Memorial Day. That's when we see most of our traffic fatalities on our roadways. So we're really going to be leaning in both to awareness campaigns as well as enforcement with our law enforcement partners to get those numbers down, because that's when we see a spike in fatalities, especially related to impaired driving.
Right. And we should see, you know, you would think with not as many people needing to go to school or go to university, we should see a lightening of those numbers, but it doesn't necessarily spell the same when people are heading out on vacations by car as well. Sam Cole, who is the Safety Communications Manager for CDOT, I want to thank you. Hopefully you'll stick around to the end of the show. When we come back after this break, we're going to be talking to Michelle Pulin about some of the project updates that are going on in our region for projects that are important to any driver who's making their way around the Pikes Peak area. That's coming up as The Extra continues. And welcome back to The Extra as we make our way to the end of this segment, the end of this show. In our final segment here, let's have Michelle Pulin chime in. She's the communications manager for Region 2. And Michelle, a number of projects we know have been keeping your CDOT crews and their subcontractors busy over the past couple of months. So how about some updates? What can you tell us about, for instance, the I-25 gap project is one that, you know, everyone I see, I think, is very attuned to.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we talk about the fact that I oversee the southeast portion of the state, which is called Region 2, makes up 14 of the southeastern counties in the state of Colorado. And we are coming up on construction season. Even though we've got snowy, wintry weather in the forecast for the next couple days, we look to the warmer temperatures as kind of cone zone season. So we will have in the 2021 construction season 46 active work zones within the 14 southeastern counties this year.
Wow.
So you know, as Sam was talking about safety, we had in April, we also have National Work Zone Awareness Week. And so you know, this is just a great opportunity to remind folks that, you know, those 46 cone zones will cause a bit of an inconvenience for you, but we're making improvements to infrastructure, everything from improving ADA ramps to rebuilding intersections. So we understand the inconvenience, but we do ask for your patience. We do ask for you to be alert. And as Sam said, make sure that you're not driving distracted or impaired, even in those work zones, because, you know, you're not only protecting our crews, but you're protecting yourself. Unfortunately, you know, the crashes that we see in work zones, typically the fatalities aren't with our crews, but with the motorists. So please adhere to the speed limits in cone zones and don't drive distracted. So just wanted to get that plug in. But, you know, obviously the gap is an incredibly large construction project that we're all dealing with. The $419 million 18-mile construction zone is nearly or more than halfway complete. We are seeing some significant impacts for overnight drivers last week and this week. So tonight, those of you who travel north to Denver through the GAP project, beginning at 8 o'clock, there is going to be a full northbound closure of I-25. We're in the process of rebuilding the County Line Bridge, so that's going to require some closures. So overnight, drivers should be aware that, you know, there will be a closure. You can get through on a detour, but that detour is going to be cause you about a 20-minute delay, so please plan for that. And those impacts will continue through the weekend. Both north and southbound. So the best thing I can recommend, a couple things, is check our website, codot.gov, to find out about those impacts. But if you are a frequent traveler through the gap, take a minute to sign up for our text alerts, because they really do make a huge difference. And you can do that easily by going to or texting I-25-GAP to 21000. And then you can also just check out our website and be aware of what's happening. We do have a fantastic virtual open house happening right now that you can see all of the different impacts for the County Line Bridge rebuild.
Great, great. And again, that texting number, because I love those text alerts that let me know if there are problems. So it's text I-25-GAP to 21000.
Correct.
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay.
And, you know, I mentioned the fact that we had 46 active construction projects in this region. Many of those also have text alerts. So if there's a construction project near you, check our website. Find out more details on how you can know before you go about the different construction projects that are happening that will impact your commute.
Yeah, it's an important tool, and it can really help you avoid delays or, you know, cut down on problems because you can take that detour early on enough and plan for it. So tell us about, because there are some work that's going on the, and I always love this this acronym, you know what I'm talking about. The MISRIP, did I get the right?
So close. MANSIP.
MANSIP.
Military Access Mobility Safety Improvement Project. That project will have probably our biggest kickoff or our biggest groundbreaking this summer when we are going to be working on I-25 and South Academy and rebuilding the bridges. Doing some widening, adding barrier to prevent median crossover crashes. So that construction zone will become very active this summer. So look for more information on that. We currently, for the same project, have a component on Colorado 94 that's wrapping up right now. And then we will be doing another project on Colorado 94. So lots of activity with that particular project, enhancing the safety around our military installation. So a very important project for Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Also happening this summer with huge impacts will be the addition of the Diverging Diamond Interchange at Colorado 21, Powers Boulevard, and Research Parkway. So construction for that project will also get underway in June. So it's going to be a very active construction season for Colorado Springs, El Paso County, as well as the other 14 counties in Region 2. So I can't stress it enough to know before you go, know about projects that are going to be impacting you. I wish that CDOT and the transportation industry had some sort of magic wand where we could do these massive improvements without impacting traffic, but we just haven't come up with that magic wand yet. So always asking for patience and understanding as we do make these improvements.
And I know, Michelle, we're down to our last minute or two here. The infrastructure plan President Biden has proposed, still, you know, of course, going to go through many iterations if it indeed ever becomes an actuality. But is that something that CDOT is looking toward to perhaps help with some of the funding of projects?
Absolutely. We're definitely keeping a close eye on that. And CDOT has a 10-year plan as well as a long-range plan to help guide us and prioritize projects. So as additional funding becomes available, we will look to those plans to determine where we move forward. But we're absolutely, you know, keeping a close eye on what happens. And, you know, there are needs, major needs, in every county throughout the state. So we are hopeful that we will have additional funding for transportation.
Okay. Well, I will make sure that we keep reporting on that every twist and turn as it winds its way through the process. Michelle Pulin, Communications Manager for Region 2 for CDOT, and Sam Cole, who's the Safety Communications Manager. Sam, one final message that you'd like to deliver to drivers who might be listening right now?
I guess I would just say, you know, our most vulnerable roadway users are our pedestrians and our bicyclists and our motorcyclists. You've got a 2-ton machine around you. Just use extra caution amongst those populations.
All right. And don't drive distracted, obviously. All right. Sam Cole and Michelle Pulin, thanks to you, my guests.
Thank you, Shannon. We always appreciate this. And yet again, drive safe, everyone. Get home safely. And for a good day.
And it'll be a great summer. Make it a great summer that way. You've been listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio.